pod, ladies and gentlemen. It's Podzilla After Dark here on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Big Tex Young. No, that was my cowboy. Yeehaw! Right? Yeehaw!
You sounded like David Cross intentionally doing a really bad cowboy.
I was.
Yeehaw, y'all!
Yeehaw! With me tonight, of course, Jesse Kimball's here with us.
Hey, that's me.
Lindsay Wolfgang is here in 4-3 ratio.
Yeah, I know. I'm still in the 80s. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened to my setup, and we have yet to figure it out.
Shelby Chan's here tonight.
No, he did not hear you.
We saw the wave, though.
I don't know why this microphone just occasionally does not pick Shelby up.
It hates me.
Drinking live from home, the Kaz Man.
Yeehaw or whatever, right back at you.
And then hopefully not drinking and driving, joining us temporarily, I believe, Tanner Calvert.
Oh hi. I'm going ghost hunting, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I'm actually in Caro, meeting up with the American Ghost Project. We were going to go check out a couple buildings here before I go home and go to bed because I got to work in the morning.
Head to the nearest nursing home and just wait.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's dark.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's a dark existence right now. Quick before
it's after dark.
This is an after dark existence, but we're back on the air. Podzilla 1985 has returned. We're in our new digs. We are officially doing shows again. We're back to our old schedule, maybe with some new shows and maybe some changes here and there.
Looks hot, by the way.
What?
Looks good. Looks good.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I'm still working on it. Lindsay, we got to fix our aspect ratio, and I'm still working on you can't see behind me, my Ghostbuster shelf is half empty because I haven't found the other box yet. There's boxes over there.
I know where it is. I found it yesterday.
Bottom left of your screen looks like you're censoring something.
Where? Here? Over here?
Your other left.
No, your microphone.
My microphone? Yeah.
Oh, that's a microphone.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Yeah. Howdy.
It looks like a sensor blur.
Howdy. Okay. Tonight's episode. Oh, no. You don't take it away from Jesse. Jesse, you do it.
Oh, you want to. Well, howdy.
That's Texas right there. That's Texas with a dollar sign. Tonight on Podzilla 1985, we are devoting the entire show, for the most part, to the great state of Texas, who this is my decision. I chose Texas. I stand by it. Texas in the news a lot lately for not the best reasons, and we're going to talk about it tonight. We also have a top five for you. Top five television shows out of Texas that we love, I think.
No.
What?
No.
That's not what it was. Okay.
King of the Hill.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Easy.
I hated that show.
Yeah.
I liked it at the time, but I was also a very stupid child.
It was boring to me more often than not. My dad fucking loved it.
I believe joining us soon, Hunter Hendricks, Double H, maybe. We don't know. Before he jumps.
I know his place of occupation is stressing him right the fuck out, so.
Life is stressing me the fuck out, and we're going to, let's jump into that real quick. Because the idea that I had for this, the reason that we're talking about Texas is because Jesse asked, no, it was Kaz, that asked if entire state could be the motherfucker of the week. And I thought, well, we've certainly extended the scope of Motherfucker of the Week before. But as I looked more into it, I thought, you know, we could pull an entire show for Texas,
it's
man.
Like more. And you know, every time you open the news, oh, look, there's something else.
Yeah, Texas is going nuts right now, and not in a good way. Like, it's like all these like liberals are moving over there from California, and they're like, hold up, we have to scare them all back.
Mm-hmm. They just like told Florida to hold their beer.
Hold their giant beer because everything's bigger in Texas. But before and so here's what we're talking about tonight.
Assholes.
In Texas, what we're talking about tonight. The abortion law that just went into effect yesterday. We're talking about the mask mandates and the lawsuits from them. We're talking about the principal, as I think believe Jesse pointed this one out to us. Was it Jesse? It was Jesse, right?
That was Hunter.
Was Hunter? Okay.
Oh, the superintendent? No.
Principal. Principal.
It was a principal.
Who was placed on leave for being black, basically.
Administrative leave.
No, he was told that he was promoting critical race theory. for being black
and married to
just a, his existence as being black and married to a woman signified that he was woman. Promoting
married sexy. Married white to woman. A goddamn yeah. white woman.
Ugh. Even made him remove social media posts because it was him with a white woman.
Oh, hold on. We'll get to that.
Is this the kind of example you want to set for our kids?
Yes. It's infuriating. Yes, it Ciro Villegas, a good friend of the show. We love him. He's in the chat right now. He's from Texas. He's pledged to fix it. He's going to fix Texas. Oh, never mind.
He says, yes, man.
Where it isn't far from where...
He just said...
I was about to say, Ciro went ahead and contradicted you.
He said, Colleyville is not worth saving. So that one's off the
map. That's actually fair. Yeah. I read more about those towns. Yeah, that's probably true.
We got an all-new top five, Lindsay and by Tanner. Lindsay, tell us what the...
I'm sure.
Okay.
Hi, buddy.
What the top five is for tonight?
So tonight's top five is five television shows that are no longer airing that you wish you could get one more season of.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got to start on my good. List. I got a pretty good idea of what it's going to be, but hey, Tanner's back.
I got a pretty decent list.
Kaz, were you unprepared?
But this is an easy one.
I got you.
I shared
it. I got like seven
more,
already.
And then more Texas insanity happened this morning, so I'm sure it just got swallowed up in the process.
Yeah. So
yeah,
we also have a fantastic motherfucker of the week, which if you saw the preview image for tonight, you're gonna not be surprised by it.
How many motherfuckers we showing?
Well, we're just doing the one motherfucker, then Texas gets its own
and
show.
And then we're just gonna rail on Texas.
Yeah.
Oh.
But before we do. Before we do, I have something very serious I want to talk about really quick. I was at work today when Tanner posted the news in our AD chat that professional wrestler Daphne Unger, not her real name, her real name is Shannon, that she died today at 46. And it looks like it was suicide. And what makes it even more tragic was that last night, she did an Instagram live, I believe it was, where she was extremely distraught and not in a good place and threatening to harm herself. And the wrestling world tried to help, and they tried to figure out where she was, and they tried to get help to her. And unfortunately, it didn't come fast enough. And she died. And I was at work when I heard this, and trying to, you know, I don't know this person. But trying to explain to my coworkers why I had tears in my eyes was awkward. And they're cool. They're respectful about it. And just suicide, man. Suicide is my button. That's one of the things that really gets to me, because a lot of you guys know that, I mean, we all suffer in our own ways. I've very much been public about my mental health problems and my own struggles with those kind of thoughts. And every time I hear about somebody passing away like this, It gets to me, because it's like another person that is gone because of their own, you know, whatever's going on inside their head. And we all have, at least all of us have one friend that we've lost to suicide. I know one person that Jesse and I know and Lindsay knew, and I think Tanner knew, that I'm not going to name any names, obviously, out of respect for families. Kaz holding up quite a few. And yeah, I've got quite a few that I've known that I've lost to suicide. And it breaks my heart. And I'm bringing this up because Kaz has the suicide prevention hotline down there in the bottom. There was, I'm not going to name any names, obviously, but there was a wrestler that I became very good friends with because he was posting some pretty dark stuff. And I reached out to him at 3, 4 in the morning. I was in a hotel in St. Louis. Allie and I were staying up there, and I don't sleep in a hotel. So I was up and I saw this, and I reached out to him, and we talked and we kept talking. We still talk. And he has thanked me publicly for helping him through that. And to take something like that and then to hear about what happened today when someone didn't have somebody there for them to help them in that way, and now they're gone, it just gets me. And so I just wanted to bring it up and you know, tell anybody that's watching this or listening to this that if you feel that way, and I mean this, I absolutely mean this, if you know me, and you get a hold of me. You talk to me. I don't care what time it is. If I'm available, I will respond, because I know what it's like to be there, and it's awful. It's absolutely awful. Every day is a struggle. This week before today was particularly hard for me. I don't know why. I told Lindsay this the other day, that I put myself through the ringer 2 days ago. I was at work trying to figure out what the point of all of this was. Well, what's the point of waking up, and what's the point of going on? Like, I don't understand why I keep doing this. And thankfully those thoughts pass, but I'm always scared of the day when they don't pass. And anyway,
you've got friends here for you, homie. When that day comes, reach out to us.
I know. So anyway, yeah. Reach out to somebody. So that's all I wanted to say. I'm going to switch the subject real quick.
I just want to say, because it doesn't get talked about enough, that what she was dealing with was demons. And from the reports I've read, like from the live video that she did, you could hear her phone blowing up from people trying to reach her being scared. This wasn't an issue of not having anybody there for her. She just had demons she couldn't deal with.
Well,
the thing is, I know those people who reached out to her and couldn't get in contact with her. They hate themselves to a certain extent, because I've witnessed that myself with family. And those, like, it should go out that those people are actually heroes. I mean, they weren't able to do what they wanted to, but they were doing their damnedest to make sure she was okay.
And I just want to clarify something you said there. Was she had, you know, the demons and all that, like, but she had people that, you know, reached out to her, and that's true. I mean, everyone does. I think everyone that's ever, most people that's ever taken their own life had someone that they could talk to. It's when you're in that moment and you have these thoughts, you don't think about those things. You don't think about reaching out to somebody to talk to them. You just feel negative. You just feel.
Feel like you don't want to burden those people with your.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. That's for sure. And you're never a burden. I guess that's the message we're trying to get across. So anyway, I just wanted to get that out. I didn't expect it to go so poorly. I apologize. Now let's shift gears, as we often do, because I am a maniacal person. Let's shift gears to a happier topic and talk about the motherfucker of the week. And boy, does that feel weird to say after discussing that, but like. You gotta balance the dark with the light, man. Jesse,
are you talking about King Douchebag?
The king of podcasting and douchebaggery. Kaz, who are we talking about?
I was about to say, Kaz, for extra happy here, just real quick. I posted a picture of our new kitten. Yeah, go ahead and grab that and just put it up there.
Oh, it's happening. That is absolutely happening. Before we even go into the motherfucker of the week, this has to happen.
Because it's a stupid, cute little cat.
What is my thing doing?
Dear God, what did you do?
I don't know.
Lindsay broke everything.
Everything just fell apart.
I've said it before tonight. Right. I am not technologically intelligent.
Dalton, I'm sorry I didn't send you that picture personally. But that's little Tally. She's
so sweet.
Like, it really is just broken. Okay, hang on. Let me.
Plug your camera and plug it back in.
Did you spill something on your computer?
No, I didn't.
That's like look at it. All caps in the chat. That's a kitten.
Look at it cross. Did you be like, look at it angrily and it took offense?
Did you look at the computer and say, are we cross?
Are we cross? That's a cute kitty, by the way.
Kaz, while she should be quiet about her technical issues, tell us who the motherfucker of the week is.
Mr. Cronkshell Necklace himself, Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
Herman Cain Award acceptance speech.
All right, so before we get to this, I'll have to ask Lindsay, what did you do? Like, did it just suddenly do it, or did you turn it off and then it turned back on like that, or what?
I meant to go to our text only for babies to double check that it was the same picture, and instead I clicked the just chilling with my homies, and it kicked me out, and when I came back in, it broke it.
Oh, yeah, because you never actually left.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
Gonna have to restart.
I might have to restart.
There's a paradox happening.
Now that we got that out of the way, Joe Rogan. So, Mr. King of the podcast. DMT. Mr. Podcast, Big Joe Rogan.
Your immune system is strong enough to handle COVID by itself.
All you need,
Mister, I'm not good enough for mixed martial arts, so I referee it and talk about it a lot.
Give me some whey protein and some kettlebells and watch me go to town on this pandemic. Joe Rogan.
Mister, I used to roller skate around a news office for a while.
Mister, Joe, masks are for bitches, Rogan.
Mister, I was the least entertaining person on news radio. Joe Rogan this week announced that he has COVID. Who would have thought? Yeah. Who would have thought?
Yeah, and he threw good everything, job, including the kitchen sink, at it. Yeah. He's even
including
on
horse dewormer. Yes, who would have thought that? Because that's what's rational today.
So, yeah, like that. The fucking ivermectin thing is still blowing my mind.
Yes.
These motherfuckers that won't take the vaccine because, quote, I don't know what's in it. It was rushed. Now, instead, they're taking horse dewormer.
Horse dewormer?
That lists specifically, it has chemicals, a proprietary blend of chemicals that they are not required to disclose because it's not meant for human consumption.
If, I'll tell you what.
They are ingesting that shit and shitting themselves to death.
If
I trust them because they sell it from the tractor supply company.
If liberals created it, they wouldn't be taking it. If it was created last year by, you know, AOC instead of Orshelin, then no one would be taking it because they wouldn't be trusting it.
People, you know what? Are buying, fuck it. Like there are groups of people that are tracking in stock alerts on Amazon for the ivermectin.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff.
All right. So okay.
Fuck them.
So
fuck
speaking,
let
speaking
do
of
it.
Which,
take it.
There
take
there it. Was a thing that Asa posted in the superhero friends forever whatever it is chat of Deputy Manning out of Wayne County, rest in peace, who posted that he's like, yeah, here's the fucking supply stores that have it in stock. Go get it while you can, boys. 2 weeks later, that motherfucker is dead from COVID.
And here, think of all the poor farmers out there who's got wormy horses that can't fucking deworm their horses now because that shit then went the way of TP.
And, yeah, but and you got Joe Rogan like, to his 90 billion listeners on podcasting telling them that COVID's bullshit. And now he's telling them that he's taking horse dewormer. Thank God. Thin yeah, out the herd, Joe.
Cultists are fucking us. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say the manufacturers of ivermectin are even saying, do not use this to treat COVID.
Don't do it.
Those motherfuckers, they are.
Well, they're hoarding it for themselves, don't
yeah.
they?
It is in their best interest.
They're deep state.
To tell people that it works. Because by telling people that it works, more people are going to buy ivermectin and they make more money.
Now,
but the manufacturers are like, no, guys, stop.
Cultists are fucking this up like meth heads fucked up Sudafed.
I think it's important to note, though. It's important to note, to be fair, that there is a horse version of it, and there is a version that is meant for people.
We it's don't, an anti-parasitic, not viral.
Right.
But, parasites and viruses are different.
But we don't know for sure. We don't know for sure if Joe Rogan is taking the horse one or the human one, at least.
He's rich enough that he's definitely taking the human version. But he's also taking all the other stuff. He's on like Z-Pax, hydrochloroquine, or hydroxychloroquine. He's on like he did the antibody treatment. He has done literally like he said in his and again, it's the Herman Cain Award nomination acceptance speech is what the internet calls it. And I love it. But
accurate.
He talks about how he threw everything, including the kitchen sink, at it after a
year of vaccine.
Except the fucking vaccine.
The one goddamn thing that could save your life, you fucking idiots.
So, yeah, if he ends up, like, actually receiving the Herman Cain Award, my only hope is that, like, that will encourage his listeners to maybe actually get the vaccine. Also, I don't know, like, I know that I told you guys in one of the chats about this subreddit.
It hey, is Hunter. Easily...
Oh, hi, Hunter.
Hey, what up, y'all? What up, ninja? Oh, is this what we doing now? Is that how the show goes?
So I know I said it to you guys, but yeah, this is the darkest subreddit I have visited, I think. And it's called it's r/HermanCainAward.
Shit.
And it is literally like the tag on it is awarded posthumously. It's like
New Darwin Award.
Exactly. The entire thing is people posting social media links of like it's always in chronological order of this stuff of like, you know, all the anti-vax stuff, all the anti-mask stuff, the anti-COVID stuff, etc. And then the last 1 to 2 frames, usually the second to last frame is an announcement like I got COVID and it's not going well, guys, pray for me. And then the the last frame is a relative posting like so and so died.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there are hundreds of them.
It'd be weird if it was him going, so I died.
Somebody posting. There have been people that posted from like a shared account. Like it's clearly like a husband and wife account. And the husband is posting or the wife is posting. And then like, yeah, the other one's like. And then one of them was like, one of them actually had awareness at the end where they're like, not getting the vaccine was the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Well, okay. So funny you mentioned that because I was going to mention that at least 3 to 4 strictly anti-vax conservative radio hosts have died in the past like month or two
Hold on.
Including one, his name was Valentine, who like his last through his like brother or something basically said he was wrong. He can't wait to get back on the air so he can tell people how wrong he was and encourage them to get the vaccine. And he died instead. So like,
bye.
It's in those final moments, we realize the error of our ways, I guess. And then it's too late. Meanwhile, Mr. Anti-Vax also passed away. And the world sighed a breath of relief.
Shannon, this is a conspiracy. Fuck. Don't you know that Biden and Kamala Harris and all of the liberal people turned and talked to the virus and convinced it to only attack people who don't have a vaccine? That's the conspiracy.
Hey, Hunter, look at this poster I got. It's
I saw this year. Hey, there
it's the X-Files.
Fuck! Is that from that episode Home?
Not great.
No, that was the bad movie. No.
It was not great, but it was a good poster. Fuck. It was a good soundtrack, too. The last song on the soundtrack for that movie was like a techno remix of the X-Files theme, which is the most 90s thing I can say to you tonight. It's quite literally the most 90s thing I can come up with.
One of my favorite jokes that I heard from Norm Macdonald recently, it was an old joke, but he was talking about like the top music of the year. And he said like number one on like college campuses for 90 something was Better Than Ezra, which is on the X-Files soundtrack. And he said number two was Ezra. And I laughed. Better Than Ezra. And then Ezra. Yeah. God. Yeah, Kaz, what's up, man?
What?
You said, hey, Shannon. My voice is cracking.
I was curious if you can hear this. Hold on.
No, we cannot.
Nope.
Can't hear nothing.
Well. That's what I get for not being able to download my MP3s.
So I'm gonna send this to the text only channel here. This is a whole list of
Winners of the Herman Cain Award.
Yeah, as of August 11th, and these are mostly that are like they don't have a bunch like they have some random people I think on here, but most of these people are media personality.
COVID. Yeah.
Fuck you, Joe Rogan, is what we're trying to say. You fucking arrogant prick. Jesus fucking
Christ. You know what? The best thing that ever happened was him to go to Spotify and go behind a paywall because his influence has actually waned considerably, which is a good thing. Because fuck that human thumb.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it anymore. He's a piece of shit. Let's move on to Texas. We're going to talk about Texas.
We go from one shit to a hole of shit.
Let's start with the Texas abortion law that went on to. Oh, these are such dark times, Hunter. You missed the darkest earlier, but at least we'll provide some joy in this one here. So Texas.
Well, I wouldn't say that I missed it.
Texas passed one of the most restrictive abortion laws. I think the most restrictive one in the United States by far. That. It prevents abortions for anyone pregnant, 6 weeks? I think is
six
the
weeks.
Yeah. So six.
And it's and 6 weeks or heartbeat, whichever comes right. first.
And remember, right. it takes at least about this amount of time to even realize.
And most women don't even realize they're pregnant by this time. What
yep.
I think my favorite part
and,
of this.
And also, you need to point out that this is in rape and incest is okay too. As That's far true. As they're concerned.
Yeah.
And the suing thing, which I think you're about to get onto.
Yeah, the suing thing is my favorite thing because the suing thing is the fact that you can any private citizen can sue literally everyone involved with an abortion, except the patient himself.
Just
except
the patient.
No, not just the doctors.
No. You can sue an Uber driver if you think they took somebody.
Yes, that is true. You can sue Texas literally.
Legal system is about to get backed up like a fucking constipation.
Jesse, you're going to like this part.
Wasn't it already?
Speaking of that, I'm also dropping something in the text chat. So the way that you go about suing the these website. People and doing this is the website. Well, Vice News had a nice little notice here where guy from TikTok has made a script that you can just upload that just full on floods their site with fake information. So that speaking of backed up,
it's Shrek just porn.
Worse and worse and worse.
Yeah,
it's also good to point out too that they're
Shrek 1
they're,
on DVD.
Yeah,
they're based on they're based under GoDaddy, and the website at least three or four aspects of its intention flagrantly goes against the GoDaddy terms of service. So it should actually be taken down here soon.
GoDaddy. My favorite part of it is that the person that's suing is guaranteed at least $10,000 of legal fees reimbursement.
Plus court fees.
Yeah.
No, the whole legal fees plus $10,000.
Yet the person being sued, even if they win the case, is not entitled to any reimbursement.
Yep.
How they the fuck?
It's basically a bounty system. It's kind of ridiculous.
Christ.
And I like Ciro posted here. By that logic, we can sue the state of Texas for maintaining the roads which aid women to travel out of state for an abortion.
That's true.
That's good shit.
Absolutely
That's
fucking
shit.
True.
Yeah.
I need that to happen. So then they're like, oh, y'all, maybe we should rethink this one.
I like Mandy's comment. I wish Mandy could have been here because she was fired up about this. She's
GoFundMe for a lawyer to
no,
do
that's,
that.
Like women's reproductive rights are something that Mandy takes, and she has a child, and it's something that she takes extremely seriously.
Wait, hold on. You're saying that a woman is getting upset about Texas telling her what she could do with her body? Get the fuck out of here.
That sounds fake. Crazy, that sounds fake, man.
Who said women should have a part of this conversation?
Report accurately of it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Utterly ridiculous.
Mandy said that she brought up the point that, you know, the anti-maskers and the anti-vaxxers who are like keeping quiet about this, but they, you know, they don't want to wear the mask. They don't want to take the vaccine because it's their body. They have a right to choose what they want. But at the same time, they're trying to tell women what to do with their bodies. It's ridiculous. And I'm waiting for someone to say something like, well, okay, but that's my choice about my own body. You're talking about someone else's, that woman and then the life of that child. She can't decide the life of that child. Motherfucker, you can't decide the life of all the people that you infect with your fucking diseases.
And that's also like, that's absolutely their argument. Like that's their immediate response is like, well, no, because that's not just your body. That's the body of that child too. It's like, and then, yeah, you're absolutely right. You hit the nail on the head. It's like, okay, well, that's also still the point.
Yeah,
because you not wearing a mask means you're spreading your nasty ass fucking germs to everybody you fucking come in contact with. You goddamn.
That's one side. But keep in mind the fact that as far as definition is concerned, that's a parasite. It is not a fucking child. It's their pro-birth for a fetus. It's a parasite. So with this logic, maybe we should also propose a bill that we can sue or at least charge a man for genocide by sock.
Who the fuck uses socks?
I saw a thing. I saw a thing earlier today that was, and I can't remember the third thing. There were three of them. That was like, if you are desperately trying to control abortion rights and the rights of women, if you are desperately trying to control education and certain ways that education is taught, you no longer get to call yourself the party of small government because that's not how that works. You can't be both. It can't be both ways.
It can't.
You can't say we're small government, but here are all the things we want to control. It's
since the 90s. You gotta pick one. You can look at every single bill.
Acer references it all time, all the time. It's that image of that superhero sweating, that meme where he's like trying to figure out which button to press and he can't pick. We want to control all these things, but also we want small government. He's just dripping.
No, because they're the good guys, Hunter. It's okay when the good guys have control of the government. They just don't want the bad guys to have control of the government.
They want the liberals.
And my body makes me the bad guy?
Yes.
Yes, your existence.
Yeah, the fact that you have a vagina makes you the enemy.
Shelby, I hardly think that your body belongs to you. Problem. Hey, speaking of which, let's jump into that real quick. So there is a principal out in Texas. What? I'm trying to shift. Principal out in Texas, Jesse brought it up on the pre-show, I believe, or maybe it was early on in the show, who has been put on, administrative leave because the uproar
caused by unpaid administrative leave.
For reasons he has not been told.
Was paid administrative leave.
And he...
I'm pretty sure it said paid.
Oh, yeah, I think it's paid.
Oh, okay. The first article I saw said unpaid, but okay.
Well, he's going to lose his job, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, it's Texas. Right. Of course he is.
He's black, and he's been accused of pushing critical race theory, despite the fact that he isn't. He is the first black principal that the school has ever had. And I read that the guy that accused him...
Sounds like America in 08.
The guy that accused him, the first guy that accused him, recently lost a spot on the Board of Education.
Yeah, he ran for a spot on the board and did not get it.
So then he accused this guy of whatever, and they have put him on a sort of leave because they said it's just better for the school. And my favorite
to mention, the guy who did all of that accusing showed up at a school board meeting, talked out of turn, like in an extreme manner, called people by name, which is against their bylaws. Basically just went and did everything wrong that he could. And eventually someone was like, well, clearly the other guy is the problem, so let's... Yeah. Get him out of the way.
Well, he's black.
Also, I do want to go back real quick and confirm. He is on Whitfield himself says that he is on paid administrative leave.
Until they fire him.
So
that's what I was thinking.
He's getting a check.
My favorite part of this is the fact that Jesse, I think it was Jesse brought it up earlier, that he was asked to take down pictures of him and his fucking wife off of his fucking Facebook because she's white.
And only his friends can see the pictures.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. You talk about telling somebody their right, like, to do whatever. This motherfucker should have the right to post pictures of him and his wife on his own Facebook.
But his wife is a white woman. And, of course, like, there's a bunch of people that have a problem with that. And it's, like, he read an email that he had received where, you know, like, or the school board had received, I guess, where it's like, is this the Dr. Whitfield? Because it was, like, his profile picture was him and his wife hugging. Him and his white wife embracing.
Scandalous.
And in Texas. The email said, is like, is this the Dr. Whitfield that we want as an example for our children? And my immediate response is, yes.
Absolutely. Yes.
You telling me this intelligent person with a wife he loves teaching a school? Ew.
And a doctorate. And a doctorate. Well, Dr. to be fair, Whitfield. He's not actually teaching, but to be running it. That's the thing. You want a doctor running this place. And
well, I mean,
no,
Hunter, what kind of doctor? Because remember, there's only one kind of doctor. Like, there is no such thing as a Dr. Biden.
Yeah, well, I was thinking to myself that, you know, it used to be that you wanted doctors giving you medical advice. And now apparently you don't. You don't want doctors to give you medical advice.
No.
You want the guy on the cover of fucking Farmer's Almanac or something.
Yeah.
Because he's the Facebook fucking guy.
Hang on. I have to pause this conversation. Shannon, what do you think the Farmer's Almanac is?
I don't know.
Right.
Because I'm not a fucking redneck hillbilly farmer. I don't fucking know.
I think we turned down the wrong road.
Does it get released? Is it like a monthly magazine?
Isn't it yearly or every 10 years? Like when the Jeepers Creepers comes? I don't know.
The Jeepers Creepers.
I don't know.
God damn.
That man said Farmer's Almanac and I ascended to the astral plane.
My dad used to have it. I don't know.
Also, Kaz, I want to point out, they do absolutely accept PhDs as doctors whenever they have a blog claiming that ivermectin will solve COVID.
Or they can prove that they're white. One or the other.
That's Dr. Wilbur.
I think you just said it there, Shannon. That's the only way you can have a doctorate.
Yeah, you have to be a white. The only doctor that they
male.
Know.
No, no, only, no. Oh, yeah. Male.
Well, I say the only black doctor that they respect is Dr. Dre. But
they don't respect Dr. Dre.
Hey, they respected Herman Cain.
Rest in
not
peace.
As a doctor.
Or as a presidential candidate, or as a or human as a
living,
being.
Or as a living, existing human.
Shannon, Shannon will appreciate this. I just keep thinking of Ask Dan. I'm going to live forever, y'all.
Boom. Oh, Texas, you're fucking
ass
up.
Ask Dan.
Again, Ciro, Ciro, you can stay with me.
Hey, come on,
you got rooms
Missouri.
Now.
We don't
you
have space.
And I think there was something else about what did Ciro call him? Governor Abort.
Governor Greg Abort.
Greg Abort. Something about masks too when he's suing to stop people from wearing masks. I don't know anymore. Man. This is
depressing. So the school mask mandates. That's the other thing. Like the Texas government or governor made it illegal for a school to issue a mask mandate. You can actually sue any school system that's mandating masks.
Sue. Let's just sue everybody.
Yeehaw.
Yep.
Yeehaw. Well, hey, let's look on the bright side. At least New York proved today that Day After Tomorrow was actually a pre-documentary.
That it was filmed in real time. We can also there's so many things we're skipping over here. We're not talking about Hurricane Ida. We've talked about Afghanistan. We have
better not because Trump will tell you that you're talking too much about it.
We haven't talked about McCarthy threatening of tech companies if they share any information with the January 6th Commission by saying that the GOP won't forget. Fuck.
That's not a threat.
Isn't that? Oh, fuck. I don't know anymore. Let's skip to the top five.
You're talking about a government that you have to go through a metal detector because some of them are afraid of being shot.
The
and
world
being threatened to be shot on the fucking Congress floor.
The world is lit, like literally, like it is a fucking disaster right now. I don't.
The world is looking at us, going, "We're a disaster."
I don't recall a time when I ever felt less like sure that the United States was going to survive another year. And I thought when Biden got in office, things would get better. I thought that when Biden got in office, because we had the Senate and we had the House, that we were finally going to get shit done. But what you forgot about are the fucking yellow Democrats. That would rather, bow down to some of their constituents instead of pushing the things that they actually believe in. It's fucking ridiculous. Manchin, piece of shit.
There's still the entire, like, fuck me.
Okay. What?
I've heard of it.
No, I'm trying to think of what it's called when you stall Congress.
Filibuster.
Yeah, like you stall
but they
the
got two of them that won't
system.
Do it. Two of them, it's like, I'm actually a Republican, so I'm just going to stop y'all from doing it.
Well, no, that's the thing. Like, they don't have, there's not enough of a majority in either House or Senate to stop a filibuster. Like, they can filibuster whatever they want. And filibustering no longer requires you to sit there the whole time. You just move past it.
And speaking to what Jesse's saying, another thing we passed over is the fact that Texas just practically outlawed voting.
They also loosened their gun laws so much that, like, we talked about it in the group chat. There's so much happening in Texas, but it's not just Texas. It's the United States in general.
Texas has gun laws?
Missouri has that problem where, police officers can't interact with them because it's infringing on their rights as gun owners.
Which actually just happened a few weeks ago where they had a known drug-selling offender where they couldn't go in to do it because of the gun – that particular gun law, U.S. Marshals couldn't be involved with any of it.
Yep.
Left it to the Cape Girardeau good old boys to take care of that, who are fuck faces, by the way, because they've tried to extort me once before already. So,
No, they're not bright.
Nope.
At all.
You better not be talking about Joey Hahn. Oh, I'm not going to, I shouldn't say any names. They'll pull me over. I got one headlight out. Kaz, I killed a cop in Perryville.
They just need a reason.
Hey, I've done jail time in Perryville.
Did you ever hear about the time I killed a cop in Perryville? Oh,
one of those things actually happened in real life.
Exactly. One of those things is true.
El Jefe was there. He knew. Anyway.
No, he wasn't.
Wasn't he there?
He was there in spirit.
Oh, that's right. He'd already taken his taco truck down to Mexico and lived like a king. El King. All right. Let's.
Dalton said the show crashed.
Oh, gosh.
The show crashed.
Yes, yeah, sorry, we're having trouble playing this video. Learn more.
It's still.
I've got the stream running on my other monitor.
Yeah, it's still up for me.
I think that Dalton's shit crashed, but I don't think anything else did.
Yeah, it says we got multiple watchers, so we're gonna keep going. Let me know if anything changes. Let's go to the top five, the all new top five of the week. Lindsay, tell us once again what the top five of the week is.
So this week's top five is five television series that are no longer airing that you would like to have one more season of.
I think, Kaz, is that what you're seeing?
That's what I'm seeing.
We're seeing it. Michaela, so she said it's still up for her too, so I don't know. I think that might just be I think we're
still
good.
Still running, just trying for like a personal issue.
Try refreshing. Did you plug it and unplug it and then plug it back? Anyway.
I'm not the only one. Somebody in the chat says so too.
Try to hit refresh.
Call your local call Texas Governor Greg Abbott. See what he can do.
At this point, just get Dalton and Asa in here both, and we can just be the Brady Bunch. We got the
well, hold on. We got Lindsay's here too. Lindsay, show Hunter your video.
Hang on.
She's there though. I can already see that. She's already taking up the space.
But not on the actual screen.
Yeah, no, my actual one. Let me bring this back up again.
Like on the looks like on fine the art Facebook own. Stream. There's just four videos.
There it is.
Oh, look at that
video.
There
did.
It is.
Fine art.
Leave it up. It looks cooler.
It looks like she's. It looks like somebody's acting for the next X-Men or Avengers movie.
Fucking Max Headroom over here.
VHS is loading. I don't know. Maybe I'm not seeing the same thing you guys are. Hang on, I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna send a screenshot into the text.
I have a
this is what that video looks like for me.
Yep.
It's mostly green. Okay. And the top of it is like just multiple screens, and I don't know what it's doing because like my OBS thing looks like perfectly fine.
Doing this.
Yeah. That's me moving.
Yeah, because it's like nine videos of Lindsay that are slanted.
And
like
they're all
50 degrees
as hell.
Michaela said it kind of looks like a Minecraft block. It does. All right. So top five TV shows that you wish you had one more season with. Let's start with We haven't called on Jesse in a while, and it is our first show back. So instead, I think we're gonna go to Jesse for the first one.
I knew it was gonna happen, and it still caught me off.
It's a classic.
All right, my first one is going to be a super obvious one that I imagine a lot of people are screaming about. Firefly.
Oh, really quick, yep. I also want to mention, since we're so far into the show, let's not talk about the shows a lot. Give a quick statement and then move on.
All right, yeah, Firefly.
Yep.
Like everybody knows what Firefly is. It ran for like six incredible episodes, and then Fox said, nah.
We good. We need more Seth MacFarlane cartoons.
That is exactly what happened. It got canceled for what was the Cleveland show?
Like King of the Hill.
That went great.
I hated that one.
Oh my god.
Most people did. Hey, speaking of that voice, let's go to Shelby. Shelby.
Gravity Falls.
That's a good one. With the talky things, the little animals that or the little things that talk.
That's another one that's on my to watch list that I just haven't got to yet.
Is he right?
Gravity Falls is
okay.
I think
good.
So, but
no,
maybe
he
not.
Doesn't. He doesn't. Clearly,
I'm mixing that with another show that ends with falls.
Yeah, it's about Dipper and Mabel Pines, and they go to stay with their Grunkle Stan, and it's just a bunch of mystery.
A great uncle. Nope.
I was definitely off track.
Great, there it is. I saw the look, and I was like, "Wait a minute, we got to explain this because he's going to think it means grandpa, uncle, and then we're going to have to."
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
Isn't that a show?
I guess we're back in Texas.
Is it
that's Uncle Grandpa?
Uncle Grandpa. Right. Yeah. Gravity Falls. I always
also a terrible show.
I heard Gravity Falls was basically X Files for kids.
Yes,
is what I was hearing.
Amazing.
Yeah, honestly, Shannon, you really like Gravity Falls.
To be fair,
it's
Erie, Indiana was X Files for kids, and then Gravity Falls was the better version of that.
So we were looking through a list yesterday at work of forgotten or like scariest shows from the 90s, and Eerie Indiana was on it. And I'm like, oh, you guys remember Eerie Indiana? And no one did. I thought that was crazy.
I didn't work with anybody born after, like before 1995.
I was thinking of Wonderfalls.
Yeah. Yeah, that math adds up. All right, let's. let's go to Kaz. The talking things, Kaz.
Warehouse 13.
Kaz just gave his answer. Wonderfalls.
No. Warehouse 13.
I remember sci-fi show, right?
Well, that's yes, a good sir. Show.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
Oh yeah, Hunter Tanner's here. By the way,
forgetting Tanner's here. Yeah.
I'm saying you just hear, oh, that's a good show. Like, what the
fuck? He did say he was going to be a ghost tonight. Tanner did say he was going to be a ghost tonight. So
yeah,
any minute he's going to tell Shannon to look out his window again.
He's going to be just staring in at me. Yeah, Warehouse 13. I like that show. That was a good show. I agree with that one. Hunter, let's go to you.
All right. Well, Jesse said obvious. I thought he was going to take this one from me, so I got lucky. Community. Community is another show I want another season of, and I want it going back to the way it was before the gas leak. Yeah. Six seasons in a movie. They want a movie. I just want another season, man. I don't think it needs to be a movie. Just make the season,
yeah, I never
make it good, like, and end on a...
And less Chevy Chase.
Well, he's out. Dead, right?
There's
he died in the show. He died in the show.
Yeah, he died in the show. He's he gave everybody good. His jizz.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a prick.
You can't get him less Chevy Chase. Tanner, do you have a list?
I do.
Okay, well, let's go to Tanner. Tanner?
Number one, we're going to go with Titus.
Where's that coming from?
Take the Fox Train.
I remember Titus, Christopher Titus, right?
Yes, sir. I do remember that show, yeah.
Yeah, one of his many sitcoms, I think.
His dad was the murderer from, like, the... Silence of the Lambs.
Tracy Keach?
No, wasn't he? No, he's talking about.
I'm thinking of.
He's talking about. Yeah. Fuck, I know the guy because he was also on Monk. What the fuck's his name?
He was Chief of Monk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Now, Stacey Keach is from the Cheech and Chong series movie Up in Smoke.
I actually don't remember the guy's name. Ted Levine.
The show is now about Kaz trying to guess other people's shows. That's the new show.
Keeping it interesting.
I'll take that bet. All right.
Titus was a good one, though.
I just want to say show titles now and just see what Kaz comes up with based off the
name. Oh, no.
What is that show about?
All right.
The trick is none of the things we say are actual shows. And he's like, yeah, it's that one with the.
All right.
That's the one with those little guys. It had those little guys on.
Little guys, and they talk.
Kaz, I'm gonna tell you the premise of the show. You tell me what the name of the show is, okay? My first pick. It's about
After Dark.
It's about a cowboy. He's got a super smart horse. He rides around with a black bounty hunter, and they're trying to find the killer of his father, but also stop this.
Briscoe County Jr.
Damn it, he got it. The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr. One of the greatest.
Wait, aren't we supposedly getting something like a reboot of that, or not a reboot, but like a single episode or something?
They've done live readings, but they're not going to do it anymore because unfortunately Julius Carey passed away years ago, so Lord Bowler wouldn't be in it. You can't do Briscoe County Jr. without Lord Bowler.
Lord Bowler.
You cannot. But, is that your choice? Because that's a fantastic choice.
Absolutely right? My choice. I hated that it ended. I love that show so much. I have it on DVD. It's such an incredible show. It's one not a lot of people watched, despite the fact that it was so iconic.
I had never heard of it till you showed it to me.
Yeah. Oh, so good. It's Bruce Campbell. Yeah, so Bruce Campbell, real quick, not long. Bruce Campbell's dad, or his dad is a famous bounty hunter, played by Arlie Ermey. Gets shot dead on a train by John Bly and his gang, and then his son, Briscoe County Jr., goes to try to bring Bly's gang to justice. But it's sci-fi, it's action, it's incredible. It's such a good show. Anyway, Lindsay, what do you got?
Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You did get an ending to that, though, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, shoot, I forgot about that.
Fucking Scott Bakula, man.
He's a janitor.
But like, I wish, if nothing else, even the TV movie they were gonna do of like his daughter trying to like bring him back, like
yeah, it had a shitty ending. What a shitty ending for that show.
I mean, granted, his character chose to do that, but yeah, at the same time, I'm like, but
what a happy ending.
So good.
Michaela said, "Fresh Prince of Bel-Air." They actually are rebooting it. So,
yep,
I heard that. Yeah,
but it's going to be a serious, not a comedy.
Yeah, and you also,
but it's still They're bringing it back.
As Lindsay pointed out, Urkel's coming back in an all new animated special.
I've seen that. What the?
No anyway, cap.
Back to Jesse.
Says the kid.
Jesse.
All right, my next one is going to be The Mick.
Oh, so with Caitlin Olsen, right?
Yep. Yeah, this was Caitlin Olsen's show on Fox. She was from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. For those that haven't watched it, it got two seasons, and me and my old roommate Andrew absolutely loved this show. It was it's really good, and I highly recommend watching it. Problem is, season two ended on a huge cliffhanger, and it got canceled before they aired it, so it never finished.
Nice.
And it's fucking Fox.
Fuck Fox. Yeah,
Fox is the worst about things like that.
No kidding. Thank Christ for NBC. Otherwise, we would not have gotten what has so far been a phenomenal series finale to Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Don't say a word. I haven't seen a single episode yet. I'm sitting on them. Sarah and I started watching. I finally got her. I don't think I've talked to you since this. I finally got her watching the series, and we just finished season seven like a few nights ago.
Brooklyn
and
Nine-Nine.
I told her, okay, from this point, because they started uploading the ones to Hulu. They're like six deep in there. And I said, from this point forward, I don't know what happens.
Jane and me just got addicted to that one. We're on season three. It's glorious.
It's so good.
It's so good.
From this point forward, I have no idea what happens because we just ended season seven. So we're going to start eight probably Saturday. I'm thinking
it has all the Parks and Rec people, and I'm just like, I'm all here for that.
The second to most recent episode, Hunter, you're going to enjoy a whole lot, and I need you to message me as soon as you watch.
That's all the things that broke Sarah watching that show. I did not think that it would be when Captain Holt comes in and say, I forget what they even saw happening in the bullpen, but he comes in and he goes, oh, what are you, some sort of William Wonka? And she just, I can see her in her phone. She goes, what? That was it. She was done. She was out.
Andre, Andre something or other.
Andre Brower. Brower. Yeah.
Comedic out of nowhere. Like, where the hell did this comedian come from?
Oh,
Homicide, Life on the Streets.
Phenomenal.
I know, but like, completely different. I love
it. I hope you brought an umbrella, because there's about to be a shitstorm, you punk.
I love Holt so much.
Well, it's happening.
It's amazing.
It's happening. Was Lethal Weapon based on your life? Am I Riggs? Are you Murtaugh? Am I Riggs?
Getting too old for this shit.
Well,
oh my God, yeah. It's such a good
show. Wait, whose turn is it? We lost count.
It's Shelby's turn. I was gonna tell Jesse to try to give him a little jazz here that Ciro said Nerds for Hire. But he wouldn't shut up about Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Higher.
So, anyway, Shelby. It's Shelby's turn. Before she does, though, Beth said it's a recent show on Netflix called Northern Rescue. I thought she said Northern Exposure at first, and I was going to agree.
I thought that, too. First thing I thought was Northern Exposure.
You said it, and I was like, wait, what?
I was like, Mooses? What?
Anyway, Shelby.
Mythbusters.
Oh,
they filmed that here where I'm at. Somebody's house got hit by a bowling ball.
There's some little guys.
They shot it at the Alameda Point when on one of their myths, they were shooting a bowling ball out of a cannon. It worked, and it hit somebody's house.
Oh, no.
It's still there to this day.
They shot a bowling ball out of a cannon. It worked.
Speaking of Kaz,
what'd I do? Pinky and the Brain.
Oh,
it's back, sort of.
That is a possibility.
Is it
from the stuff I've been following on Rob Paulson's posts? It's nothing has been confirmed, but because Animaniacs has been doing so well, it is a possibility.
I did know Animaniacs were back, but I never saw any Pinky in the Brain, so I'm just
season two of that should be up. I don't remember whether it's this winter or next spring, but they are starting recording for season three.
Right on.
Hunter.
Jesse picked the Mick. I'm going to pick the Nick, the show I've talked about here a couple of times before. It premiered on Cinemax. HBO picked it up, so you can watch it on HBO Go now. But there are Max or whatever it's called now. But there are only two seasons. This was supposed to be Cinemax's way of getting into the like high octane shows that everyone was doing. That was going to be their Game of Thrones. It's about a it's a period piece. It's a turn of the century hospital in New York, the Knickerbocker, around the 1900s, around the year 1900, and it's Clive Owen and Andre Holland is in it. It's so good. It's so good. And for the longest time, it was. It also kind of leaves off on a cliffhanger. It was rumored that it was going to be picked up again because, I mean, HBO picked it up that they were going to actually revive it and start new seasons of it and do it as an anthology thing because at the end of season two, there are some things that are resolved, but some things that aren't. And so introduce new characters and that sort of stuff. And it has never happened. It's the only reason I was going to say is it's kind of an unfair pick because it might work. It might not. But as best I can tell, nobody has officially confirmed it's coming back. So, but it should. It's really, really just, it's Clive Owen, man. I can't think of anything off the top of my head Clive Owen's in that's not good. So,
I can think of one.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the...
There was a horror movie like he did where...
Like King Arthur movie.
Oh, yeah.
He was like a faceless guy on the cover. It was Clive Owen, but he didn't have a face on the cover. And it was a good movie, but it was a cop-out movie where it was, they built it up like it's this ghostly monster. And then it turns out it's just like feelings or something.
Also thing. Oh yeah, that's
anywho. Tanner, you still there?
No signal.
I am. Can you see me?
Yeah, we can see you.
We see your no signal. You look like a modal pop up.
Yeah.
Changing your look.
Why is he so soft? Well.
I changed my room in the house where everything was set up and
clearly.
Things
are still. Well, I did
signally.
What's your pick?
I did it while we, my pick is Jericho.
Is that the bomb one?
Oh, the Clive Barker thing? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Skeet Ulrich. It took me a second.
Who was in that? Yeah. Skeet Ulrich?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember now. Yeah. Okay. It was a good show. While Tanner's fixing his computer, I'm going to say my next one. The X-Files. The X-Files. I don't want the X-Files to end. Like they brought it back once. And like, I didn't love the new seasons, but I liked them. And it's like the Simpsons, the X-Files is just one of those shows that like, I just don't want it to end. I want to know what Mulder and Scully is doing forever.
I mean, they should kind of like usher in a new partnership, like another couple of characters, and then make it for the next generation. Yeah.
They kind of did that in the newer seasons.
What I was saying, what I was about to say. I feel like it's a shame that they've never wanted to really get away from, you know, Mulder and Scully. Don't get me wrong, they're iconic. They are the show, but at the same time, as many seasons as you've run, you can pass that torch, man.
Yeah,
Benson and Stabler are Law and Order, but you got other shows that are good too. You know, I mean, you can continue
Before you say it,
because I'm thinking the same thing. I don't want another Mulder and Scully. I want other characters. I mean, I don't want them to be the next Mulder and Scully.
No. I was going to say two things. Right. One, what Cass said about Law and Order and the fact that, you know, there's Benson and Stabler, but there's other.
I know what you're about to say.
There's not, because all the other Law and Order shows are gone, except for a Special Victims Unit and the new Law and Order show starring Detective Benson or Stabler. You tell me. Also, with Mulder and Scully, they did try that once with Doggett and Reyes, and it didn't go so well.
It wasn't bad, though. No, ratings wise,
well, and
it
also
bad.
That was still the same show. It was still exactly. The exact same. Like, I'm talking about start a whole new season or like series, basically. Okay. It's the X-Files, but it's
new generation,
different people,
different.
New generation. Here's what really kills me. Krycek was right there.
He's still waiting.
He could have just
on his
used
chance.
Krycek. He was right there.
He's still there.
Yeah. The whole time.
Man went through hell and didn't get nothing.
Lost an arm. Still Lindsay, there. Go ahead.
Got the goo leeches in him.
My next one is Oren High School Host Club because I want them to finish doing the manga in anime form. Like, it had an ending, but it wasn't. There's so much more after it that I want to see animated. Like when they went back and redid Fruits Basket, go ahead and redo all of Host Club and give me the full story.
I don't think anime counts.
It is still a show and it is not currently running. So
I was gonna say it needs to count because I've got like one of them.
Well, hey,
as the anime expert of Podzilla 1985, I'll allow it.
Conveniently enough, we're going back to Jesse Kimball. So,
oh, wait. All right, but I'm not going to do the anime one yet. My next one's going to be King of the Hill.
Damn. Yeah.
I was. I mean, I gave you two runs. I gave you two turns to hit it.
I know.
Yeah, but if they do, I'm gonna need Luann to have moved somewhere else.
And Lucky, because they're both dead.
And yeah, Lucky, Luann and Lucky will both have had to go.
Yeah,
but
dude, they got all that money. He slipped on pee-pee down at the Costco.
That lucky son of a bitch never has a working day in his life.
Yeah, no, I fully expect that. Like, if they brought it back, it would be something like they died in some sort of horrific like mudding accident, and now Hank has to take care of their child.
I don't even remember.
High on fucking painkillers and wanted to name her Lasagna. I don't know the kid's actual name. All I remember is Lasagna.
What? I missed the first part of that.
Luann's child. She was high on painkillers and wanted to name the child Lasagna. But she doesn't remember what they actually went with for the kid's name, and I don't remember either.
Doesn't matter at this point. Plot point. But no, like, the
it
kid.
Didn't have like it left off on like that weird ass episode where we like they just kind of threw in like a throwaway thing, so we finally knew what Boomhauer's job was.
Texas Ranger.
Yep.
And it implies that he's actually been spying on Dale this entire time.
Which is very funny to me.
Yeah, because he was right. They have been watching him.
So they have said repeatedly that they're going to do a reboot, or not a reboot, but a continuation of King of the Hill. It just hasn't happened yet, but they're working on it. So just like they're working on that Akira movie, that live action Akira. Shelby, what do you got next?
Danny Phantom.
I remember Daniel Phantom. Yeah,
that's a fantastic show.
It's just too bad that apparently Butch Hartman is a piece of shit and steals artwork.
Yeah.
He was doing commissions for $200 where he traced other artists' artwork and made it his own.
Yep.
$200.
It could be worse. It could be Rob Liefeld doing original artwork.
He's gotten better.
How are his feet?
Has gotten worse, apparently.
He no longer draws them.
Now it's terrible.
It's busts only.
Everyone is always behind a table at all times. Inexplicably.
Look up Liefeld's recent work. That's very true. He so very rarely draws feet.
Michaela says Big Bang Theory.
He's like,
no.
No.
Okay. Incorrect. No. Actually, I'd like to use one of mine to make sure that fewer seasons of the Big Bang Theory ever existed. Can we do that? Can we take some of them away
from existence? Well, Hunter, spin the choice.
Big Bang Theory pretty much fucked over everything Eureka did in the world.
So like Eureka. Kaz, go ahead. You're next. Kaz
so for next. Me, I would say this is going to be a weird one, but Stargate Universe. I enjoyed the direction that went at the end.
Of all the Stargate universe, okay.
Regular Stargate had a proper run. It went like a decade. That's enough for a television show.
Yeah, but Atlantis was good, though.
Atlantis also had enough. That was half a decade.
The movie was enough for me with Kurt Russell.
That's all you needed?
That's all I needed. James Spader, the guy from The Crying Game. All right, Hunter.
Santa Clarita Diet.
Ooh, yeah.
Was a show on Netflix that I thought was going to be the dumbest thing, because I'm going to tell you straight up, I don't like Drew Barrymore. I've never liked Drew Barrymore. I didn't think she was going to be good. I don't. I think she's a terrible actress and she's super annoying. But
he's going to fight it,
angry. He got real angry.
It worked. It worked for that show. It was so good. And a big part of that, of course, was now his name just escaped.
Timothy Oliphant.
He played the husband.
Timothy Oliphant.
Thank you. Timothy Oliphant. It was a huge part of that. And I can't think of the actress's name either, but the girl who played the daughter was great. The next door neighbor kid, he was fantastic. He's been in a whole bunch of things since then. And honestly, it was the only thing I ever really liked her in, and I really liked her in that. That show was so bonkers. Like, every time something happened, you could not possibly have predicted what was going to happen next in that show, because it just got so ridiculous at every single step. And it ended on a cliffhanger that leaves us with something that makes no sense.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you want to talk about angry. That's what I was angry about, is that I'll never know what is supposedly happened at the end of that show.
That show, like, Hunter and I talked about it when it was airing, because both of us got really into it, like, thinking that we wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And then, that cliffhanger was so fucking shitty. Because
we were so arrogant. This show's going to be on forever, man.
I tried to watch it. I didn't care for it.
Like, it was canceling. And apparently, yeah, was for me. Were the only two motherfuckers watching it. So.
It wasn't bad, but
that's why they canceled it. Tanner.
Yep.
Oh no, I was saying I watched it, but if I got to pick a show to come back,
you do because that you're next in the rotation.
That's the point.
It is your turn. Well,
and I'm not picking it because there's any like loose ends I want tied up. Never know what the kind of is, but America Unearthed. Nothing like they're saying it. It's probably not coming back, but I'd like to have another season because there's some stuff that he's talked about in previous seasons that I would really like to see followed up on.
You mean Scott Walter, friend of the show?
Friend of the show.
If you want to watch the most batshit crazy episode we've ever done, watch the last episode with Scott Walter in it.
I don't know about that one.
That was a show to listen to.
That was intense.
Okay. I did 10 years in radio where I did lots of interviews for different things and different sources. I mean, my first whole year I was a reporter. I have never done a more entertaining interview.
It took a direction.
We love Scott Walter. We love Scott Walter.
It was great. It was phenomenal.
No, Ciro, not the Thanksgiving episode. Fuck off. That episode does not exist.
That was the most outrageous episode.
Because of...
That was bad.
Anyway, moving on. Whose turn is it? All right.
Yours.
Chad. Fucking Chad. Tales from the Crypt.
Oh, yes.
Did Ciro delete his message about the Thanksgiving episode?
He did delete it.
remember when Billy Zane was on Tales from the Crypt?
He was in the movie, Demon Knight. Yeah, what are you talking about? Sure. Do it like Bobby Hill. So pull your pants up and go, what are you talking about? Tales from the Crypt, best anthology horror show of all time. And need more of it. They were actually rebooting it with M. Night Shyamalan, but then I guess whoever had the rights to Tales from the Crypt realized that they had given it to M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
And then they took a
tree.
Probably trees would be killing everybody.
Let's get real.
Watch out for plants. Instead
of take that one off life support.
And they then
would have to like very obviously explain the entire time. Oh, it's gonna be crazy. You can't guess, but it's written on the chalkboard behind you the whole time. They're gonna show it 16 times. You'll never guess.
They did eventually kind of turn it into Creepshow on Shudder, and that's good. It's not as good as Tales from the Crypt, though. Lindsay, go ahead.
I would like to see, even though it technically had an ending, Angel, but take the comics where it just went batshit crazy once all hell broke loose, literally.
Yeah, he wrote a dragon.
Yeah. Was that like Fonzie jumping a shark?
Yeah, but he rode the dragon. That's actually the new slogan at Arby's is ride the dragon.
Yeah. Apparently the Buffy
we have the dragon.
Yeah, Buffy also
the Buffy comic book universe in general is pretty fucking insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them was in a puppet for a while, and I think
that was in
her sister's name, Dawn. I think she was like
Buffy, that was in Angel. Was
oh no, but that was also Angel. In the puppet or in the comic too. That was the whole.
Yeah.
Why am I Dr. Cosby all of a sudden?
You exactly.
It was indeed. Also the comic with the thing in the.
Steven,
there was a whole episode where he was a puppet.
Steven's in the chat. He says,
"Yeah, but this was like a marionette thing, and it was."
Creepshow season 2 has Bob Ross fighting Deadites. It does.
Deadites. That's Army of Darkness.
It is. Yeah. No. There's a cross.
Shelby is very interested.
It's basically a crossover episode. Ted Raimi.
Loved it.
Yeah, it was a good episode. It was a Evil Dead homage along with Bob Ross. It was very good. Jesse, back to you. And let's go quicker.
Yeah.
All right. Teen Titans, the original cartoon.
All right.
Ah. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh, there's some anger. Oh, somebody took somebody's choice.
Oh, she's
up on the screen. He can see it.
Yeah, she's right. I did not see it though. I did not. Sure it's right there. Jesse. She says it says original, and that just completely threw me off.
Oh, that's right. Bold.
It's bold. Because the original just stopped. There was no conclusion to it. There was no tie-up. You were just left there with, like, okay.
Okay.
All right. I think
it got hot in here.
I'm gonna let her have that one.
Okay.
And I'll instead do...
I mean, since it's up there, just take it. I got two more.
Oh, you do?
It's
all right, never mind.
It's already out.
It's already out. Yeah. It's out.
All right.
Teen Titans. All right.
Can't put it back in the
You were just trying to get two. I see what you're trying to do.
Shelby.
And then Cartoon Network was like, we have Teen Titans at home. And Teen Titans at home was Teen Titans Go. And it was.
It's for stupid
it's bad
children.
And it should feel bad.
Shelby, you're next.
Yes.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch, the new one that they
Chilling Adventures
of Sabrina. Chilling Adventures. Yeah.
Yeah, the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. They really need to continue it, but I heard they're going to do it in comic form, but I still haven't seen it.
The ending to the TV show was batshit crazy.
I haven't seen the last season. We never watched the last season. I really love that show. We watched that show after, and this won't be on my list because it was perfect the way it was, and I don't want any more of it. We watched it after we watched The Haunting of Hill House because we're like,
oh yeah,
oh, good.
Yeah, we were like, oh, that was so good. Let's watch another. And Sabrina was good, but it wasn't as good as Hill House. But you also can't continue Hill House. Hill House
was incredible.
Nor was Bly House or whatever the other
Bly Manor.
Bly Manor.
Yeah, Hill House was just perfection.
It was amazing. I loved it. Anyway, Cass.
I alluded to it earlier, but I'm just going to, it's one of my favorite shows ever is Eureka. Like the amount of STEM education that built and inspired was outrageous. Like I love that show so much.
Sci-fi. I almost put Farscape on my list because sci-fi
that was a good one.
They did so many good sci-fi shows back in those days, but I left it off because it was
pretty much
weird.
What my list is a sci-fi channel before Sissy.
Hunter.
I'm glad you didn't put that on your list.
Spoilers.
I was gonna get the look, Hunter.
Sorry, Tanner. Girl Meets World.
Yes,
it ended too early.
Yes.
It ended too fucking early. I mean, don't get me wrong; they wrapped it up. It was great, but that show should have gone on longer, and it should have been on.
It should have been on long enough that Maya would have gotten old enough that she could have had her relationship with Josh. And don't get me fucking started on the show.
It should have been moved to what is it's not ABC Family anymore, Freeform. It should have been moved to Freeform the same way that the original show was, so that they could actually it didn't need to get adult, but it needed to be past the Disney Channel audience was the problem. It needed to be at a broader audience. And it needed to be allowed to age. Yep. That original show ran just as long as it needed to, and this one needed more room to breathe and it never got it. So
just to finish my statement on that one, I don't think it has everything to do with Disney. I think a lot of the actors or actresses, I should say, Rowan was just, she's kind of batshit crazy now. So I think the show,
they all kind of wanted to go do different things. Yes. I mean, that's fair. It's just a shame that it didn't get more to do. Anyway.
Yep. Okay. Friday the 13th, the series.
I'm aware of it. It was, it wasn't an anthology series, was it? That was the Nightmare on Elm Street show.
Yes, it was.
Freddy's Nightmares.
Nope, they both were.
Well, it wasn't an anthology. No, it was its own series. It just, it followed the same characters. They ran an antique shop and they had to hunt down haunted artifacts. So think Warehouse 13. Right. But
so kind of like they had the same characters, but you know, different things every episode, which is an anthology series.
When I think of anthology series, I think of a series that has different story. Never mind.
No, I'm with Tanner. I'm with Tanner.
Different
on that
aspects
one.
Of one whole story.
Yeah,
is the
when I think of anthology, I think of like Tales from the Crypt. That's an anthology series.
Completely unrelated stories every episode.
Kind of like our
show. That's not what I think of when I think anthology. I think like whenever I think of an anthology series, I think of like each episode or each like segment is like one part of a total story, and once you're done, you've got them all. Like they have usually
the
have
getting away from us the more that we
the
more that we try to figure out what an anthology
let's,
series.
Let's just move on to whoever's next.
Googling it.
Which is me. The real
different story and a different set of characters in each episode, season, segment, or short.
American Horror Story?
No, because that's technically American Horror Story is an anthology series.
Like each season is different,
John, I would also like to see WCW Nitro back, but it's never going to happen, nor should it. WWE is terrible. Burn it to the ground. The real Ghostbusters, the cartoon.
And for whatever reason, like Slimer was a figment of everyone's imagination that he doesn't come back.
Slimer's fine in the movies. I love Slimer in the movies, but in the cartoon, he was god awful.
Well, that's what I thought you were talking about, was the cartoon.
Yeah, I am. And actually, you know what? That might not be a good answer because they are making apparently two Ghostbusters TV shows that are going to come out at some point. And one is animated, so.
But I doubt they'll call either one of them the real Ghostbusters. They will, It gets a pass.
Yeah. All right, Lindsay.
The Dark Crystal: Age of Resistance.
I knew that one was going to come up.
I needed more. Like, it was okay where it ended, but I need more. Like, it was just, I know, you got snooze fest at the end of it.
I fell asleep. I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine, but like, I mean, it was. it was executed amazingly. Like, the backgrounds, the puppets, all the work that went into it was just gorgeous and completely immersed you in the world. And, like, I need more of the story because it still didn't completely lead up to where the Dark Crystal film is.
My problem with that show was that all of the characters looked goddamn creepy and stupid. And well, I couldn't. That's
the world of the Dark Crystal. Like,
it's crazy. Know, that's also my problem with the movie.
I know some humans that have that look.
Yeah. Yeah. They look like.
I care about the Geflings. I want more Skeksis.
All right.
Those are words.
Lindsay, the Skeksis died 10 years ago on this very night. Jesse.
It's the anniversary.
Last one. Thank God.
I mean, the last one are all dead.
Is going to be Netflix's Lightning Round.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Yeah, I could hear you. What'd you say?
Daredevil. Netflix version. Like, that show was fucking incredible. And I, like, they were getting into some really cool stuff in the third season. And I would absolutely love to see another season with Vincent D'Onofrio back on top as the Kingpin out of jail.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
Hope, maybe.
That's very Hawkeye. Ominous, Lindsay.
I'm pretty sure it's leading confirmed. Up for him to be the villain in Hawkeye.
Yeah, it's already confirmed.
And his boring ass family.
I didn't Tanner, think it was confirmed. I thought Tanner, that was a rumor.
Why are your eyes so white? They look. It looks like someone photoshopped someone else's eyes onto another face. On. And I that don't like
sunglasses
it.
Sunglasses on. I can see it. I can tell.
Oh, I don't like it. Oh no, no, stop. All right, Shelby. Last
Farscape.
One. Yeah. That's a good fucking show.
Farscape was a good show.
It was. And it was like, if you take the first episode of every season that they did, it was like a completely different show. Everything changed so dramatically. But it was good.
Drake and Josh, get out of here. I'm sorry. I see weird things in the chat.
It's spiritual.
$5.
Drake chat for this show is always weird.
Drake ain't coming back. He ain't coming back for a while.
Also, I want to go ahead and throw this out there. There is no confirmation that Vincent D'Onofrio is returning as Kingpin.
It's not confirmation, but the places the that Kingpin. I have read it have been accurate thus far to date on all of the other things.
Well, hold on, hold on. Kaz said he was the best Kingpin. I don't know, man. Michael Clark Duncan was so good, too.
Yeah, he was really good, too.
They're good. Both not saying the others were bad. I'm just saying D'Onofrio was like, oh, it was good.
Who would you rather not meet in an alley to fight? Vincent D'Onofrio or Michael Clark Duncan?
D'Onofrio.
D'Onofrio. Still. D'Onofrio without question. Because
Michael Clark Duncan was a big old teddy bear, man. You just got to get him on a good day. Michael Clark. And everything will be fine.
He was like the first. Michael Clark Duncan was like the pre-Terry Crews. So, no, they're both huggable.
The pre-Terry Crews.
He was pre-Crews.
No, D'Onofrio was definitely scarier as Kingpin. But yeah. Like because he just kind of had that that gravitas to
the
him.
Roid rage. Anyway, so Kaz, please, bring it back.
No, I'm going to go ahead and end mine with an ode to Ed Asner with Gargoyles.
That was almost on my list.
That was there's a legitimate rest in peace, Ed Asner.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
Gargoyles was amazing. One of the best Disney shows.
Heath David.
Appreciate it as a child and going back.
Favorite cartoons.
Still so good.
Loved it as a kid. I had that stupid fucking VHS board game thing for it. It took us a while to realize that, A, you can't play the board game without the VHS, because like there's no rules, and B, because it's on the VHS, it means that the game's gonna end the exact same way every fucking time.
Ain't no rules on the board game without the VHS.
That was so disappointing to us as kids. After we ran through it once, you're like, yeah, that was cool. We can't play it without the VHS, can we?
Okay. You make up your own rules.
All right, Hunter, last one. Double H.
The Muppets reboot. Oh! I'm talking specifically about the one that was on ABC, Office version of the Muppets.
Yes.
I want more. I want more. It was good. Denise was not as big a problem as everybody made her out to be. Leave her alone. The show was good.
I loved that show. And Kermit as the producer and director of the Muppet show was just amazing. That just the gifts of him, the I can't get enough of them.
I could be wrong, but I think that's the one where it, where the, because we've talked about this before, where Rizzo comes over and pinches him on St. Patrick's Day, and he's like, Rizzo, what are you doing? You can't just pinch people. He's like, well, it's St. Patrick's Day, and you're not wearing green. And he's like, Rizzo, I am green. And he goes, well, you're not wearing clothes, and that's a problem, too. So good! Give me more! Damn it!
Tanner, last one. Also, Tanner kind of looks like he's on the set of the reboot for that William, that Jonathan Frakes show. What was it?
Beyond Belief.
Beyond Belief.
Actor Fiction.
Actor Fiction. All kinds of artifacts.
Tanner looks like he's gonna stroll into the scene and go, have you ever had to choose five movies that you'd like to?
Except for Tanner's show would be called Fact or Friction.
What?
Sorry,
that didn't work out.
Oh.
Shannon would like to back out of that bit.
Yeah, you might want to back out of that room.
Killed, like, he's going to back out of his desk in any second.
He's like Steven on a good night of Red Dead. Like, he just broke himself.
Okay, I'm jumping into Lindsay territory here. Dead Man Wonderland.
I don't know what that is.
That's an anime.
That's really, really good.
It was a solid. It was a really fun to watch. It's Lindsay. You would not like it. It's one of the Death Game series.
Yeah. Oh, it's those. It's one of the, I just don't talk about them.
Oh well, yeah. If you like the Death Game stuff, then yeah, check it out.
Yeah, it was on Netflix. Check it out. But it's like one season, and it ends.
It doesn't end.
It doesn't end, but it just stops.
Yeah.
So my last pick, I actually have two, but one is the runner-up. The runner-up, do you remember a show called Ghosted that came on for like two seasons a couple years ago? It was,
yeah, wasn't that the one with,
Adam?
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. Who you're thinking of. Adam Scott.
And,
he's Doug Judy in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. What's his name? Craig Robinson.
Yeah. It was a really cool, like, comedic X-Files show. That apparently the ratings were so bad that they retooled it for like half a season two, and it turned it into The Office, but in like if the X-Files had an office sitcom, and
fucking,
like
that blew my fucking mind. It came back on that second half of that season because I was watching it as it was coming out, and it came back, and same. I was like, "What did I miss?
This is not the same show at all."
Because I tried to go back and like find if I missed episodes, and I was like, what happened?
It was such a hard left turn into a completely different, but that's not my pick, but that's my runner up. My actual pick is a show that was so good in the first season. I would rate it as one of my favorite shows of all time, but because of the writer's strike, season two failed abysmally and they never recovered.
Exactly where you're going.
Heroes was so good. And
writer strike fucked it all up.
They never recovered.
Season one, we did not want to stop watching episodes, but we're like, we have to go to bed at some point here. And then season two was good until the writer strike hit, and it just went to trash.
They never recovered. Like, they never got their footing back on that show.
I remember sitting there like every single, like once a week, just waiting for that episode to start.
Oh,
like,
it was
pre-streaming.
So good. Season one was so good. It's one of my absolute favorites. All right, Lindsay, take us out of here. What's your last one?
My last one is another one that had a good, solid ending, but I just want more of it in general. Voltron Legendary Defender. I love all of those characters. I just want more.
She's really obsessed with them. Can't confirm.
Yeah, I tried to stick clear of shows that had, like, phenomenal endings like Parks and Rec, The Good Place, The Office. Well, I wouldn't say phenomenal. It had a good ending, though.
A good ending, but at the same time, they teased you with the idea of more.
Seinfeld. Yeah. You know. Anyway. That's it.
I don't think I would want another season of Seinfeld, though, man. And that's more of just a timing thing. You can't bring that show back now.
Right.
You bring it back now, it's not the same show. And I mean, okay, it is. It's called Curb Your Enthusiasm, and it's a whole separate thing.
Or if you want to go super extreme with it, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia could be. You could argue that is the new Seinfeld with just way more unlikable characters. Anyway, that's going to do it for us tonight. Mm-hmm. We're way over on time. But hey, it's our first show back proper. We did a show on Tuesday, but it was just kind of a get-together. We talked about, you know, plays a little bit. This is our first proper show back. We didn't even know we were posting that show until it was over and we liked it so much. We're going to post this one. Tomorrow, we're going to be back for an all-new Horse Time Horse.
Horse
Time. If we get my video fixed.
Horse Time. That'll be tomorrow.
Is he saying horse or whore? Anyway.
That's tomorrow, an all-new Horse Time, and we're going to be back next week with all new episodes. Thank you guys for tuning in and for coming back to us here. I know it's been a while. We're glad to be back. We love you very much for myself, for Jesse, for Shelby, for Tanner, for Lindsay, for Cass, for Hunter, for Dalton, who was sort of here for a little bit, and all the people in the chat that stuck with us tonight for the whole show and talked to us. We appreciate it. We love you. We'll be back tomorrow for Horse Time. Until then, Hunter, take us out.
Be rootin', be tootin', and by God, be shootin', but most of all, be kind. Later.